继续来学习彼得前书。
Let's continue to learn 1 Peter.
彼得前书可以分作两部分。
We could divide 1 Peter into two parts.
第一部分是我们从神得的恩典。
The first part is about the grace that we receive from God.
也就是有活泼的盼望。
That is having a living hope.
那为着要得到这个活泼的盼望。
In order to receive this living hope,
我们要敬虔度日。
We need to live a sanctified life.
就是二章十一节一直到结束。
And that is second chapter, verse 11, all the way till the end.
那敬虔是什么？
So what is godly?
敬虔就是把神的本性活出来。
Godliness is to live out the nature, divine nature of God.
我们人有人的本性。
Human has human nature.
神有神的本性。
God has his divine nature.
一个带有肉体的人把神的本性活出来不简单。
Human who carries flesh has human nature, but be able to live out the divine nature of God, it's incredible.
那这个过程要受苦。
And during this process, we must suffer.
也就是说，敬虔上要操练自己。
So we must train ourselves in godliness.
这样不断练习，不断练习，练习到最后变成习惯了。
We need to keep training ourselves until we become so used to it.
所以二章十一节以后这个叫做熟练仁义的道理。
Starting from,
就是让我们人有被称义的道理。
Starting from 2 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 onward, it talks about being trained in godliness so that we can have the righteousness of God.
所以我们的教会听到主给我们平安、喜乐、力量、盼望，这个都很好，都是对的。
And so when we come to Christ, we receive peace, grace, joy, and love, and these are all very good.
但是这个只是道理的一部分。
But these are only part of the truth.
这些都是神对我们的爱。
Because those are all love that we receive from God.
那另外一部分就是神对我们的期待。
And the second part is the expectations that God has for us.
神对我们的期待就是要熟练仁义的道理。
And the second part is God desires everyone that we will be, we train ourselves in the righteousness.
所以很有可能我们在教会聚会听到几十年我们一直注重神的爱。
So perhaps, you know, after listening to so many years of sermons, we really just soak ourselves in the love of God.
但是我们忽略了在敬虔上要进步。
But we might have forgotten to train ourselves in godliness.
所以我们现在在学后半部就是在敬虔上我们要进步。
So we now would like to learn how to train ourselves in godliness.
那我们回到第二章做一个结束。
So we now conclude the second part of chapter 2.
第二章的十八节一直到二十五节。
Chapter 2 from verse 18 all the way to 25.
这个在讲我们现在来看二十一节。
Let's read 21.
你们蒙召原是为此为此是为什么？
Here it says, for to this you were called.
前面就是说为着行善而受苦。
The early part tells us that we suffer because of doing good.
所以主耶稣选召我们，要我们因行善而受苦。
God has chosen us so that we can do good when we suffer.
那原因是什么？
And what are the reasons?
下面说，因为基督也为你们受过苦。
And the answer lies in the second part of verse 21, because Christ has left us an example that we should follow.
所以行善受苦的原因是因为主耶稣为我受过苦。
So when we do good and suffer, it is because Christ has left us an example.
那主耶稣为我受过什么苦？
So what suffering did Christ
就是
suffer for us.
二十节。
Verse 20.
OK， 我看二十四节。
Verse 24。
他被挂在木头上，亲自担当了我的罪。这个就是主耶稣为我们受的苦。
This is how our Lord Jesus suffered for us because he bore our sins on the tree.
也叫做喝苦杯。
And that is drunk. He drank the cup of bitterness.
世界上没有苦难比十字架的苦更苦。
There are no other suffering on this earth which is more.
那主耶稣为我受苦。
Which is more cruel than the and nailing oneself on the cross.
那主耶稣为我受苦对我有什么改变？
So knowing that Jesus suffered for us, what changes should we have?
那接下去我们可以看到有三个改变。
And there are three changes.
就是二十四节。
Verse 24.
下半句。
The later part of 24.
我们在罪上死，就可以在义上活。我们可以称义。
That we have died to sin might live for righteousness.
所以洗礼进到水里之前，我是罪人；从水里面上来，我是义人。怎么这么简单
？So after we are baptized, we are righteous. But before baptism, we are not.
因为耶稣为我付出赎价，钉在十字架上。
Because Christ has paid a price for us on the cross.
那因他受的鞭伤，你们得医治。
By whose stripes you were healed？
主耶稣钉十字架的过程为我们受鞭伤。
During his crucifixion, Christ died for us, and he was stricken.
那我们得医治。
So that we could be healed.
这个医治可以了解两方面。
And there are two understanding to the healing.
第一个就是我们的生活的需要因为耶稣受苦，所以他是给我们恩典，因为我们已经变他的儿子。
Because Christ suffered for us, so when we lived, we can also be healed.
那第二个，这个病就是代表这个病就代表罪。
And the second part is sickness represents sin.
因为主耶稣为我罪死，所以可以借着主的恩典让我们从罪的捆绑、罪性的控制当中得医治、得自由。
Because Christ suffered and died for us, so that we can be released from the bondage of sin.
没有主耶稣人没有办法脱离罪的跟罪性。
Without our Lord Jesus Christ, there's no way we can be released from the bondage of sin.
那第三个他为我们死的到给我们的影响。
The third impact that Jesus had for us.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，但是你现在归到灵魂牧者的监督。
We were like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd.
这个羊就是神，不是这个牧人就是主耶稣本身，就是神。
Shepherd is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那羊就是我们。
And sheep are us.
所以我们以前是迷路的。
We were all like sheep going astray in the past.
我们活在世界上没有神，没有指望。
While we live on this planet, we have no hope, we have no God.
那现在借着主耶稣的救恩，我们就找到人生正确的方向。
And because of salvation, now we have found the right direction of life.
就是找到灵魂的牧人，就是主耶稣。
We have found the shepherd of our souls.
那开始，我们就可以享受有牧人这种丰盛的生活。
So now we can enjoy the abundant life that the shepherd prepared for us.
所以主耶稣为我们受过苦。
So because Jesus Christ suffered for us.
这个叫做行善而受苦。
And that is, he suffered for doing good.
那前面就在讲我们做仆人在公司上班。
So earlier it talks about we as workers.
那上班老板很多都是没有信仰的。
And a lot of time, our boss, our master, they do not believe in Christ.
哦，那很多的老板哦，就是用他的仆人就是要赚钱啊。
So bosses use his workers so that he can gain money.
哦，所以有时候造成仆人相当的辛苦啊，雇员啊。
So workers work very hard.
哦，那我们要怎么来回应啊，我们的公司的老板。
So how do we repay our bosses?
哦，那为什么这里讲哦，十九节，良心对得起神。
In verse 19, it says, if because of conscience.
哦，那就忍受冤屈的苦楚。为什么这个跟良心对得起神有什么关系呢？
So what does it mean that if because of conscience towards God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully? What does it mean?
因为我们得到救恩以后，我们是属于主耶稣的。
So after we have received Christ's salvation, we belong to the Lord.
那属于主耶稣，主耶稣对我们有一个期待。
Because we belong to our Lord Jesus Christ, He has expectation for us.
那期待是什么？
What is His expectations?
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
第二章的第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙者的光明者的美德。第十节。
Verse 10.
你们从前不是子民，现在却做了神的子民了。这个 第九节开始就讲我们的身份改变了。
In verse 9, it tells us the changes in our status.
君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民，被拣选的族类。
We are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, his own, a holy nation, and his own special people.
那这个身份很宝贵，但这个身份有它的本分。
This status is so precious, but it also carries responsibilities.
那本分是什么？
What are the responsibilities?
宣扬召你们出黑暗奇妙光明者的美德。
And that is to proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这黑暗是属这个世界的。
Darkness belongs to the world.
那奇妙光明者是属神的。
Marvelous light belongs to the Lord.
所以神要我们在这个黑暗的世界明光照耀，把神的本性显现出来。
And God wants us to shine like light in this world of darkness.
所以现在老板对我不好。
So now my boss does not treat me well.
神对我们有一个期待。
And God has an expectation for us.
我们要让他知道，神在我身上的本性是好的。
So we need to lift out that God, Christ is in me, and His nature within me is good.
如果十个人在公司上班。
If let's say there are 10 workers working in the same company,
只有我是基督徒。
And I am the only one who is a Christian.
那现在老板对十个都不好。
So now my boss ill-treated everyone.
那这个我跟其他的人对老板的反应都一样。
And my reaction along with all my other workers have the same reaction towards the boss.
因为很有可能都一样。
And most likely it is the same.
为什么？因为人的本性。
And we, because of our human nature.
你如果对我好，我就对你好啊。
If you treat me well, and I'll treat you well.
你对我不好，我也对你不好。
If you treat me unkindly, then I will treat you unkindly.
那如果我们对老板的回应跟其他九个人一样。
So if our reaction towards the boss is exactly the same like the rest of the workers.
那我们的良心就对不起神了。
Then our conscience towards God is,
为什么？因为主耶稣他挂在十字架上，让我有尊贵的身份。
So our conscience now is against God's because Christ has died for me on the cross.
那主耶稣现在安排我到这个公司来，要把主耶稣的美德显现出来。
But now God has arranged me to work in this company so that I can proclaim the praises of His goodness.
所以刚刚那个赞美诗就 就是要把神显扬出来。
And this hymn we just sang, it talks about we need to portray the goodness of God, the nature of God.
哦，那这样我们就对得起神。神啊，你为我死，我真的，我在这个公司里面哦，虽然老板对我不好，但是我已经把我的美德表现出来，我就对得起神。
Then our conscience is commendable before God because I have lived up to the expectation that God wants me to shine for Him.
哦，所以现在我们跟老板之间不是他跟我之间的关系。
So it's not as simple as my relationship with my boss.
哦，我跟老板的关系，我要有神进到中间。
And my relationship with God has to include God.
哦，我要把神的本性显扬出来。
I have to include God's divine nature in.
那这样，我祷告的时候心里很平安。
So when I pray, then my conscience is clear.
哦，所以二十二节啊，被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话。
Verse 22, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth.
啊，二十二节，没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
At verse 22, yeah, who committed no sin.
这个就是神的美德。
And this is the marvelous beauty of God.
这个就是主耶稣对我们的期待。
And this is God's expectation for us.
所以如果公司老板对十个都不好，他会觉得，哎，里面有一个非常不一样。
And even though out of all the 10 workers in the same company, but there's one who's good.
他会觉得，哎，为什么这个这么不一样？
And then he will think, how come this person is so different from the rest?
你会发现，哎，那个人是信耶稣的。
And he realized that person actually is a Christian.
哦，他就知道，哇，主耶信耶稣是好的。为什么？因为耶稣是好的。
Then he realized being a Christian, someone who believes in God is good.
那他不认识耶稣，他怎么知道耶稣是好的？
Even though he doesn't believe in God, but how does he know?
因为他看到信耶稣很好，所以他知道耶稣是好的。
Because he can see from the conduct, so he knows that believing in God is good.
哦，所以第二章哦，就在讲我们做仆人的要反映出主耶稣的好。
So in chapter 2, it talks about being servant, being workers. We need to reflect the nature of God.
哦，所以这个叫做忍受冤屈的苦楚，当然这是牺牲啊。
So it's even though we are suffering, we endure grief, but this is actually a sacrifice.
这个就把我们的敬虔表现出来。
And this is how we portray, lift out our godliness.
好，那我们先看啊，因此主耶稣给我们留下榜样哦。我们不论是面对社会上的人，或者说在教会侍奉，最后哦，就是主耶稣做榜样。
Thank God that.Because God has left us an example so that He actually is our role model to follow.
哦，所以我们怎么回应我们在生活所遇到的人事物呢？
So how do we react, you know, to the people and things that happen in our lives?
如果最后我们真的想不出来，我们就试着想主耶稣的榜样是什么。
So all we have to do is to think about what are the examples that Christ has left for me.
那如果想不出来，就想主耶稣要我怎么做。
And then we think about what does God want me to do?
哦，这个就是我们信仰到最后哦，要把主耶稣显扬出来。
So at the end, we do need to lift out Christ in us.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Book of Galatians.
第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
二十节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。这句话非常好。
This verse is beautiful.
现在活的不是我。
It says, I have crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lived.
所以也有人听人这样讲，我就是我，我没有办法改变我自己。
And some people say, well, I am who I am. I cannot change myself.
那你为什么跟我结婚？
Then why do you marry me?
我没有办法改变。
Because I cannot change.
如果我没有信耶稣，这个没话讲。
If I have not believed in Christ, then I have nothing to say.
但是如果我信耶稣，
but if I believe in Christ,
这样讲就对不起主耶稣啊。
Then we are going against the teaching of God.
因为二十节啊，现在活着不是我。
Because here it says that I now lived, it's no longer I who lived.
为什么活着不是我？
Why is it not me?
因为那个旧的我在洗礼的时候已经死了。
Because the old me has already been buried in water baptism.
那从溪里面上来啊，是新的我。
And the moment I got out of the water, I am the new person. I'm a new person.
什么是新的我？
What is a new person?
基督在我里面活着。
That is Christ lives in me.
这个叫新的我。
That is the new me.
哦，所以这个就是我们信仰的目标。
And this is our goal and a journey of faith.
所以记得啊，信仰的目标不是你定了一套人生的理想啊，我要达到什么理想，一直靠神啊，神你如果爱我，让我达到那个理想，不是这样的。
So our goal in life, our direction of life, is not like asking God, God, I want you to basically answer all the goals that I have in life.
信仰的理想是什么？
What is the goal of our faith?
就是这里，现在活着不是我，是主耶稣在我里面活着。
The goal it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
在每一件事情，对每一个人，在每一个环境里面，我要把主耶稣活出来。
In everything that I do, in the people that I live with, God has placed in my life, whatever things I'm doing, I want to make sure that Christ lives in me, and I live out Christ in me.
今生钱赚多少，生活高低哦，这个是戏台上演戏啊。
Everything that we earn in this life, we are only like playing a stage.
乞丐跟皇帝埋在坟墓里是一样的。
Emperor and regular, you know, people, we all have to die one day.
但是拉撒路跟财主埋在地里又不一样啊。
But look at the rich man and Lazarus.
为什么？
What are the differences?
因为拉撒路敬畏神啊。
Because Lazarus, he feared God.
所以他到天父的怀里啊。
But when he died, he was taking up to heaven.
所以我信耶稣到底我的目标在哪里？
So when I believe in Christ, what are my goals?
基督在我里面活着。
This Christ lives in me.
好，我们现在回来看彼得前书。
Let's go back and look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
这个第三章啊，第一段就是第一节到第六节。
The first part of chapter 3 is from verse 1 to 6.
这个第一节到第六节啊。
Verse 1 to 6.
做妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
Okay, wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands.
前面呢，这个彼得提摩太前书里面讲为什么要顺服。
Peter talks about why wives need to be submissive to their own husbands.
第一个，先造的是亚当。
First, because Adam was created.
那夏娃是从亚当出来的。
And Eve was from Adam.
所以亚当叫做头。
So Adam is the head.
所以要顺服。
So must submit.
第二个
Second,
因为犯罪的是夏娃
Because the one who sinned is Eve
所以带领犯罪 要顺服
so,
比较弱的要顺服
Because Eve must submit because she was the one who sinned
这是圣经里面这样讲
And this is a teaching from the word of God
那我们也有讲员在问问题那是不公平为什么一直女人在顺服男人
And we have members who ask, you know, it's really not fair why wife needs to submit to the husbands.
所以现在婚礼啊，你如果看那个听那婚礼正道，很少讲顺服。
And when you actually attend wedding ceremony, very, very, very rare do you hear sermons like wife need to submit to the husband.
那为什么很少讲顺服？
Why is it very seldomly mentioned?
因为社会是男女平等的。
Because in our society, men and women are equal.
那第二个
Second,
有的女的受教育比 男的高
Because some women receive higher education than men
能力比男的强
Abilities are much greater
赚的钱比男人多
And they earn lot more money than men
你说要我顺服吗
And you want me to submit?
这真的很难啊
And that is actually very difficult
那这个是社会啊进到教会还是真理就是真理
But that is the society But when we enter church the truth is the truth
那为什么这个叫做不是不公平
Why is it that we should not say it is not fair?
因为我们上一次读那个以弗所书里面在讲婚姻的道理
And back in the book of Ephesians we talked about the truth pertaining to marriage
婚姻的道理其实就是基督爱教会的道理
And the truth is Christ loved the church
那基督爱教会在先
Because Christ loved the church first.
所以教会要顺服基督。
That's why the church needs to submit to Christ.
我们现在想想看哦。
Let's、
有哪一个人顺服主耶稣生活发生问题
Think about who actually submit to Christ actually encounter problems in life.
我现在生活一大堆问题为什么因为我顺服主耶稣、没有这样的。
And then they say, well, because I submit myself to Christ, I now have so much problem in my life.
我们如果现在生活很多问题哦, 就是我们没有顺服神啊。
And the reason why we are so unstable in our life is because we have not submitted ourselves to the Lord.
那顺服神是什么意思?
What does it mean to submit to the Lord?
圣经说, 你如果爱我, 你就听我的诫命。
The Bible said, if you love me, you will obey me.
主耶稣讲的。
And that's the Lord, that's the word from our Lord Jesus Christ.
那神的诫命是出于他对我们的爱。
And God's commandments are based on His love for us.
所以, 我们如果顺服神, 遵守他的诫命, 就是接受神的爱。
So if we obey His word, His commandment, that means we are observing all His teachings.
我们就会蒙福。
And then we will be blessed.
那这样看起来哦, 顺服是好的。
So in that way, submission is actually very blessed.
因为顺服会得福气。
Because when we submit to our Lord Jesus Christ, we will be blessed.
顺服会避免很多的问题发生。
And submission will also avoid many pitfalls.
那不顺服神哦，才会发生很多问题。
And when we don't submit or yield to our Lord Jesus, then when we encounter a lot of issues.
因此，做丈夫的责任。
So the responsibility of a husband.
就是要用主耶稣的爱来爱他的太太。
Husband must love the wives as Christ loved the church.
那这个爱是不计算啊，不求自己的益处。
And this love does not claim any own rights.
不计算人的恶。
It does not
不计算人的恶。
Do not remember one's wrong.
那如果是这样的爱哦，你顺服他，当然是对我们自己有好处啊。
And of course, if we follow this submission, it's actually very beneficial to us.
所以丈夫要一直提升那个爱哦，变成圣经里面讲那个爱。
So husband must elevate the love that is laid down for us in the Word of God.
那做太太要一直的顺服，像圣经里面讲这个顺服，那婚姻就越来越好了。
And wives likewise must be submissive continuously to our home husband.
那现在发生一个问题。
And one issue.
那如果丈夫没有爱，那怎么办？
What if husband do not love their wives?
因为我们讲的是神的爱嘛。
Because we're talking about the love of God.
那神的爱呢？ 就是丈夫如果没有爱，就是他比较软弱嘛。我们做太太的比较刚强， 我们要爱他，为他祷告。
So if husbands are weak, and we as wife, we must pray for our husband.
那他灵性一直进步， 他那个头就能够当得越来越好。
Because the more we pray for our husband, the more stronger he gets.
所以夫妻之间情爱友爱很好不够。
So between husband and wife, yes, we have friendship love, we have love, but that is not enough.
需要神的爱在中间。
We need the love of God.
这个才会越来越像基督跟教会的关系。
And because we practice in this manner, we are going to be more like Christ.
好，那回到第三章。
Go back to chapter 3.
第三章在讲妻子，她是比较软弱的器皿。
In chapter 3, it talks about wives being the weaker vessel.
因为如果到第三章的第七节。
And verse 7 in chapter 3.
说做丈夫的要按情理跟妻子同住，因为她比你软弱。
Wives likewise, a husband likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel.
这个他比你软弱，应该是指肉体啊。
When it says weaker vessel, it's referring to the flesh.
为什么？因为十字架下，门徒那个男的都跑光了。
Because you think about it, underneath the cross, all the men fled.
只剩下女的在那里。
And only women were gathered underneath the cross.
那有时候我们在教会，你跟 NATS 几个男的来参加。And
if you look at NATS at church, how many brothers actually
attending? 全部大部分都是女的。And
most of them are sisters.
那我们有时候在地方教会里面，负责人越来越多女的，男的不晓得去哪里。And
if you look at local churches, a lot of church council members are all sisters.
所以这个。 他比你软弱，我想应该是肉体上，有时候灵性上，真的女的比男的还强。So
when the scripture said wives as to the weaker vessel, I think it's referring to the flesh.
但是女人虽然比较弱，even
though sister could be weaker,
女人可以非常有力量影响她的先生。
But women are very influential, can influence their husband.
所以不要想弱者就没有力量哦，弱者是有力量的。
So do not think yourself as someone who is weak. You can be strong and have strength.
哦，哥林多后书里面保罗说，我身上有一根刺。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul said, I have this thorn in my flesh.
这根刺让我很痛苦，我常常觉得很软弱。
And this thorn actually kept tormenting me.
不要想说保罗一直很软弱，他就倒在地上啊。
Do not think that Paul was so weak that he actually lie on the ground.
你看他被石头打，别人把他拖出去，以为他死掉了。
And even though he was stoned to death, but you know, they dragged him outside the city.
保罗起来就开始继续传福音了。
And the scripture said he got up and he started preaching again.
所以他觉得说我很软弱，但是其实他很刚强。
Even though he may refer himself as weak, but he's actually very strong.
如何刚强？
How?
要多祷告，靠神。
We need to pray more and rely on the Lord.
所以在主里面他就很刚强了。
So in Christ he's strong.
那倒过来，如果一个人不会觉得自己软弱，他祷告不会很认真。
So likewise, if someone thinks that, you know what, I'm actually not weak, in fact, his prayer acts actually are not powerful.
所以彼得说，我要跟你一起死，他哪里有软弱？
Just like Peter, he said, you know what, I'm going to die for you, God.
那十字架下彼得在哪里？
And underneath the cross, where was Peter?
他早就溜走了。
He ran as fast as he could.
所以你看他很强，其实他很弱。
Even though he might sound like he's very strong, but he's actually very weak.
主耶稣跟不下去啊。
He could not follow Christ all the way till the end.
好，那女人啊，虽然被称作软弱的器皿，
even though women is considered as a weaker vessel,
她可以很强，她可以改变她的先生。
But women can be strong because they, in a way, can influence their husbands.
怎么改变？
How to change?
好，我们现在回来看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3,
第一节，
verse 1.
这样。 若有不信从道理的丈夫，虽然自己不听道，也可以因着妻子的品性被感化过来。所以力量在这里。So
here is a strength recorded in verse 1. If some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
所以我也听过一个姐妹要带她先生信主。And
I remember hearing a sister telling me how she led her husband to Christ.
就邀她先生去风景区玩，开车去，而不能坐飞机。
And then she took her husband on a trip, and they did not fly, they were in a car.
她已经想好了，带了一大堆录音带，现在第一个人有罪，第二个耶稣是救主，第三个要悔改受洗。
So she actually had it all planned out. She wanted him to listen to a bunch of series of sermons that it's about, you know, men have sinned, we must repent, and we must come to Christ.
结果旅游回来，她先生还是不信啊。
And even after coming back from the trip, her husband did not want to come to Christ. Come to know God.
这样就没有希望吗?
So it sounded like he has no hope.
当然不是没有希望啊。
But of course, he's not without hope.
若有不信道理的丈夫，可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
It says that those who do not obey, but may be won by the conduct of their wives.
所以啊，这个妻子的品性啊，很有力量。
So the conduct of wives actually are very powerful.
那要怎么感化?
So how do we affect or influence.
所以第二节开始就在讲，因为贞洁的品性、敬畏的心，那这个贞洁的品性跟敬畏的心的具体的表现就是第四节。
So in verse 2, it says, it talks about wife's chaste conduct accompanied by fear, and that is also connected to verse 4.
那第三节就在讲，方向不要错了。
So verse 3 tells us make sure the direction is correct.
不要以外面的变法，戴金饰，穿美衣为装饰。
So do not let your adornment be merry outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.
如果做太太的天天要买名牌的，看起来是很好看，除非先生很有钱，不然痛在心里。
So wives do not keep buying brand name clothes because unless your husband's very wealthy, otherwise he'll be in pain.
那个买很贵的香水来撒，当然很香啊，但是那个钱撒在身上，有时候先生真的是心里好像刀子在割。
So if we buy very expensive perfume or cologne, even though it smells really nice once we put them on, but husband actually will be displeased because of the money that we spend.
重点是第四节。
The key is verse 4.
长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
Hidden person of the heart.
这在神面前是极其宝贵的。
With the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
长久温柔安静。
That means gentle and quiet spirit for a long time.
怎么会温柔呢？
How to become gentle?
怎么会安静呢？
How to have a quiet spirit?
我们在真耶稣教会的信徒有一个秘诀。
So among True Jesus Church members, we do have a secret.
就是要祷告。
That is to pray.
你看现在加州在干旱。
So now look at California, we are in a drought.
有的那个河的床都干了。 就变成硬邦邦的。
And you could see the barrenness, you know, in the riverbed.
你在上面撒种，它也不会发芽。
And even though you sow seeds on the riverbed, they are not going to grow.
但是如果有一天下大雨。
But if one day the rain comes,
那个河床变湿的，就软下来了。
And the riverbeds are all wet.
然后你再撒种下去，它就会开始发芽。
And then when you plant seeds, the seeds are going to grow.
那块地就是人的心啊。
So that land, that ground is actually referring to the heart of man.
有时候生活越舒服，人的心越硬。
So the more comfort that we receive from life, the harder our heart becomes.
所以温柔很难啊。
So to be gentle, it's actually quite challenging.
那等到圣灵从上面浇灌下来。
But when we wait for the Spirit, Holy Spirit pour down on us from above,
那个神的灵一降下来，人的心就会温和。
When the Holy Spirit pour on us and fill us, then our hearts will become gentle.
这是圣灵所带来好的果效。
And that is the effect of having the Holy Spirit.
那安静呢？
And what about quiet spirit?
神同在就是。 就一个表现就是安静。
When God abides in us, and that is a sign that we have a quiet spirit.
所以神同在的人一定有一个表现非常稳重，非常稳。
So when God abides in a person, that person will experience will lift out a quiet spirit.
那个就是安静。
And that is a quiet spirit.
这个就是女人的装饰，这个就是女人的力量。
And that is the strength of a woman, and that is also the power of a woman.
那有了这个，就可以感化她的先生。
And if we have all these conduct, you know, chase conduct accompanied by fear, then we could influence our husbands.
那这个不是做不到的。
And that is not something not doable.
所以在第五节在讲古时仰赖神圣洁的妇人，好像亚伯拉罕的撒拉太太撒拉。
In verse 5 and in verse 6, it talks about Sarah obey Abraham and call him Lord.
所以第六节，撒拉听从亚伯兰称他为主。
And here it says verse 6, Sarah obey Abraham, calling him Lord.
我有点好奇，你不需要举手，我们当中做太太有称你先生为主的举手。
I'm actually really curious. If you call your husband Lord, please raise your hand.
没有一个。
No one.
这里有一个榜样。
And here is an example for us.
如果你能够很温柔，真的尊重太太先生为主，先生一定会受感动的。
And when you actually humbly, gently call your husband Lord, he will be touched.
越有能力，教育越高，做赚钱越多的，回到先生是谁主，这个先生会非常感动，流眼泪。
And even though you're so capable, you make so much money, and you have such high status in the society, but when you return home, you call your husband Lord, he will be very touched.
这个就是神要我们做的一个力量。
And this is what God wants us to receive as His strength.
那做先生呢？
And what about for husbands?
如果看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
这里讲要按情理与妻子同住。
It says, likewise, husband, dwell with them with understanding.
这个情理也可以讲知识。
This understanding also refers to knowledge.
是按着圣经的教训跟 妻子同住,
and that is according to the teaching of the Word of God to dwell with wives with understanding.
因为她比你软弱,
because she is a weaker vessel.
所以要让妻子感觉到先生很体贴了，就是按情理嘛。
So we husband needs to make sure that they show a lot of affection towards the wives.
啊，因此很多的妻子也受感动啊，因为先生确实是啊，对太太非常的照顾。
And a lot of wives are very moved by the love from the husband because the husband really took good care of them.
然后他与你一同承受生命之恩。
And it says, as being heirs together of the grace of life.
啊，这个生命是什么？
And what is this life?
是属灵的生命。
And this is referring to spiritual life.
是永恒的生命。
And this is eternal life.
是丰盛的生命。
It's an abundant life.
所以我们信耶稣啊，就是要承受这个生命。
And when we receive Christ, when we believe in Christ, we need to receive this grace of life.
那一起承受生命就是表示啊，我们在属灵上追求啊，我们的配偶是我们的伴侣。
And it says being heirs together, that means our other half is our, it's our company on this journey of faith.
两个比一个好啊。
Two, it's better than one.
哦，所以我们在追求属灵的这一条路哦，如果真的有一个人作伴，互相鼓励哈，啊，实在是很好。
And as we walk on this journey of faith, it's wonderful to have a partner that walks together with us. It's such a blessing.
哦，所以要用这样来敬重他，那祷告就没有障碍了。
So likewise, we husband needs to dwell with them with understanding, so that our prayers may not be hindered.
这个祷告没有障碍，就是我们跟神的关系很好。
And when it says our prayers may not be hindered, that means our relationship with God is really good.
哦，那要祷告哦，得到神的垂听啊，我们跟配偶的关系很重要。
So if we want our prayers to be answered by God, then our relationship with our spouse is very crucial.
哦，我们跟配偶的关系好啊，我们祷告。就容易蒙神垂听。
So if we have a good relationship with our spouse, our prayers will not be hindered.
啊，所以人跟人的关系跟人跟神的关系是合在一起的。
So human relationships and relationship and our relationship with God are all connected.
有没有可能一个人我跟神关系很好，跟大家合不来？
Is it possible that someone say, well, my relationship with God is really good, but my relationship with others are terrible?
从圣经看起来不太可能。
And it's actually impossible from the perspective from the Word of God.
主耶稣在12岁，神跟人喜爱的心都增加。
When Jesus was only a child, you know, it says in the Bible that he actually received favor from God and from men.
不只神喜欢他，人也喜欢他。
And not only men adores him, but also God as well.
那神喜欢的人，人一定会喜欢。
When someone is pleased by God, that person is also pleased by men.
因为神喜欢的人就是爱神的人。
Because someone who is loved by others will also be loved by God.
那爱神的人就是遵守神的诫命。
And someone who loves the Lord will obey his commands.
那神的诫命就是要爱人。
And God's command is to love one another.
所以为什么说跟神的关系好，一定跟人的关系很好。
So if our relationship with others are very good, that means our relationship with God is also very good.
所以有时候我们在想啊，我的灵性好不好？
So sometimes we have to ask ourselves, if do I have good spirituality?
我们自己也很好奇，我的灵性好不好？
Do you ask yourself, do I have good faith?
如果我们在教会有一个敌人，
if we actually have one enemy in church,
那个就是说我们的灵性还不够好。
That means that our spirituality is not good enough.
为什么教会的人会变敌人？
But why is it that one church member becomes our enemy?
圣经不是叫我们要赦免吗？
Didn't the Bible tell us that we need to forgive?
你看主耶稣在十字架上。
And look at Jesus on the cross.
主啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
He said, forgive them for they do not know what they did.
那如果我们对别人有赦免，就没有敌人了。
So if we actually offer forgiveness, have forgiveness, then we will not have any enemies.
所以在教会里面，你如果有两个，你不跟他讲话，那个就是我们的灵性的障碍。
And if church, if you have two members that you do not talk to, that means you have some obstacles still in your faith.
有三个我不理他，那个就是我灵性的缺点。
And if you have three people that you do not want to get in touch with, that means there's something wrong with your spirituality.
所以我的灵性好不好？
So do you have good spirituality?
我看我跟教会信徒的关系就是我的灵性的一个指标。
Then you have to look at the relationship, your relationship with the brother and sister in church.
所以人跟神的关系就在人跟人的关系表现出来。
So our relationship with God is totally reflected and manifested in our relationship with others.
好， 那我们从第八节一直到十六节。
Let's look at verse 8 to 16。
这个第八节到十六节就是讲对众圣徒。
And from verse 8 to 16, it's referring to all members.
我们 这一段圣经啊，又告诉我们，我们要彼此相爱。
Here, this passage tells us that we need to love one another.
我们会要看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
总言而之，你们要同心彼此相爱，如弟兄存怜悯温柔的心。
Having finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous.
第九节
Verse 9.
不要以恶报恶，倒要以辱骂，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召的，好叫你们承受福气。这个福气从哪里来？
In verse 9, where do we get this blessing?
这个福气是从神来的。
And this blessing is from God.
那第下面人若爱生命，愿享美福，就要禁止嘴唇不说恶言，嘴唇不出说诡诈的话。十一节，
你
要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。如果我们要得到福气
，If we want to receive blessings，
人跟人之间相处要遵行神的道。
We need to live out the word of God。
所以人跟人之间。有时候我们忘记了，我们中间还有神。
You know, sometimes when we interact with others, we forget that God is among us.
那就变成你对我好，我就对你好；你对我不好，我也对你不好。
So in a way, we become so. If you treat me well, then I'll treat you well.
那神在哪里
？But where is God?
神不见了。
Where is God? God disappeared.
那神不见，怎么可以得祝福呢
？So when God disappeared, where are we going to receive blessing?
所以这里讲不要以恶报恶。
And here it says, "Do not repay evil for evil."
以辱骂还辱骂，要祝福。
We need to bless instead of giving.
为什么要祝福
？Instead of repaying evil, why do we need to bless?
因为神在我们中间。
Because God is among us.
神要我们以善报恶。
God wants us to treat evil with good.
这个标准很高了。
And this is a very high standard.
那做得到就蒙福。
But if we do it, then we will inherit a blessing.
一起默祷。
Let's all pray.
Amen.